Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I don't need a pep talk.
Well, you're getting one.
We're going to wake up.
Get it together.
One foot in front of the other.
Put a smile on your face.
And we're going to make a difference.
Okay, guys, it's showtime.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Get on up. Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to the Mark and Kim Show here on Star 102.1. Knoxville's number one hit music station. I have the oddest traffic warning you're going to hear all day today. I have a first traffic report for you this morning. At the corner of Holston College Road and Lowe's Ferry Road, watch out for the slickery spot of frogs.
Ooh.
I've had an incident this morning, and we welcome you to the show on this rainy, rainy morning. Stormy, which has got the frogs on the move.
Frogs move when it's stormy?
Well, I live on water. I live along water. My entire, like, a significant portion of my travel in the morning is along water. I can see it the whole way I'm driving, and as I'm coming in this morning, and it's raining to beat the band, and cats and dogs, and all.
And
it's,
frogs.
It's raining to kill the frogs. I would say there were no less than 50 to 100 hoppity-hoppities. Now, I don't know if they're toads. I don't know if they're frogs. And I hate to start the show out gross again today after flying a phlegm bullet across the room and wondering where it was for 10, 15 minutes until I found it just before y'all got here. But yeah, I just, they say don't veer. I've stopped veering.
Yeah.
Swerving, veering, I don't do it.
It's hard not to.
I know. You know, truckers tell you, hey, you just drive. Yeah. And if something gets in front of you, if you just drive, you're going to win the battle.
Too bad, so sad, but.
Yeah, and lemon fresh and borax for you. It's an old jingle from back in the day, which I could probably use on that road this morning. So yeah, just drive. Just drive, because you'll swerve to avoid the animal you don't care about, truly. I mean, you know, there's a lot of deer out there. You don't swerve because then you're going to crash from swerving more often than you're going to be hurt from the collision with the deer or the possum or the raccoon or maybe 50 frogs. I didn't go back to look. And I have done that before. Want to make sure if I need to finish a job, I'll finish the job. You haven't done that, right? You haven't pulled out a handgun?
No, I haven't.
Finished job? You haven't done that.
No.
You have not done that either?
No.
Well, my friend Keith over in England.
Oh, yes.
He's come over, he's been on the radio with us several times.
And yes.
And tells the story of smucking a deer in a truck. Didn't finish a job. He's in England, so they don't have handguns around like we do here in America.
Mm-hmm. And they have strangely thin deer.
Well, whatever the case was, he was able to put it out of its misery by strangling it to death on the side in a headlock. He headlocked it. It's one of our favorite Christmas stories.
You told
here on the Mark and Kim Show. I have my friend Keith.
Strangely.
So now, if I'm not mistaken, and I didn't look it up this morning because I've been running back and forth between the bathroom. I'm having an issue. I'm having a day. Oh, what a start. There was a story where frog slicked roads caused major accidents somewhere along the way. I remember this. I thought about it as I was coming in this morning. It's just kind of jogged my memory again right now. But there was something that happened years ago where frogs had crossed the road at an inopportune time or a highly trafficked area, and all the squishing and smushing led to slickery spots and caused accidents. Look at frog slicked accidents or something. Anything to do with this. I've seen it. I remember this from before.
Was it 16 vehicles?
Well, it didn't matter the number, but there was a crash based on the frog death.
The one I'm finding says biblical plague of frogs causes fiery multi-car accident.
Well, there you go.
That sounds pretty...
Right, because, I mean, think about the frog. It's slimy on the outside, and I'm sure it's slimy on the inside.
Don't we imagine it to be?
I mean, have you... Yeah. That's why I don't eat frogs' legs.
The one I'm finding is in Honduras, but...
Okay, doesn't matter where it happens. They got cars in Honduras, too.
Heavy rain caused thousands of frogs and toads to take over the roads.
Yeah. So, just a word of warning. Holston College Road at Lowe's Ferry is, I was decelerating. There was just a little pass through. It was like where there was a lot of water in the road. It was like where water was running off. It was really raining when I came in this morning. Just kind of rolling off the road. And
all the frogs may not have known they were off the road. I mean, if there was that much water. I mean, on the road.
Right, exactly. You don't know when you're off the road.
No, I usually know.
Your son doesn't know.
No, he knows because his bags, you know.
His airbags. Yeah. Airbags.
Yes, his airbags.
Not his bags, Kim. No. Okay. His airbags. Oh, Kim's here. Canada. My favorite country. I don't know if you pay attention much to the politics of Canada. That's why I call it Canada. It used to be Canada. No, it's just Canada. They don't deserve their name correct. Huge problem with car thefts in Toronto.
In Toronto?
In Toronto. And the police have some unusual advice. Leave your keys at the front door. The keys to your car, leave them at the front door of your home so that the thieves, when they invade your home to steal your car, they'll know that the keys are right there. So when you do a home invasion, as opposed to being met by, you know, something American. No, just leave that key fob right there on a table next to the door. Maybe even with a sign.
These are my car keys?
Here's the keys. Take the car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No need to go any farther.
This is what the Toronto police said. They're breaking into your homes to steal your car. They don't want anything else. Is that true? They don't want anything else? You don't think they want some gas money? You don't think they want a snack? You know, these people are, you don't know. How do you know what these people are going to do? They see, you know. In this meeting, this town hall, this police chief seemed to be speaking mostly to elderly folks, which makes sense. But and it's not like they don't have guns up in Canada. I mean, they go hunting. They hunt.
Yeah, big
they
stuff.
Hunt. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to give bad advice.
Since when?
Wow. There's also a video that's going viral in Canada, for someone who left a sign on their car saying, "Dear Mr. Robert, please do not break my car window. The door is open. Have a great day."
Oh my gosh.
Now, do you lock the doors to your convertible?
I put the top up if I go in someplace and doors.
Can you just answer the question?
Well, no, I'm telling
you. Do you lock the doors on your convertible?
Yes.
Well, then you shouldn't. Because if there's something in there for them to steal that they want.
They can cut the top.
Thank you. So it's
I still lock the doors.
Well, it's best not to lock your doors. That's what they tell you on a convertible. I don't know.
I'm certainly not putting a sign on it that says,
you know,
just open the doors and take what you want.
I mean, like the way in which you leave like a basket of goodies for the delivery driver now, just on the front porch with the waters and the chips stuff like that. And here's a basket of our car keys.
Yeah.
Take a snack. Take a car key. Have a great day.
If they do steal your car in that, doesn't that make you complicit in the act? I mean, doesn't that
if someone has taken your property, let's say the car is running in front of a convenience store and somebody jumps in, it's still stealing a car. It's still stealing a car,
it's not theirs.
You have put the key somewhere accessible. But they've still taken property that's not their own.
Yeah, they're just trying to avoid having any extra damage done to their vehicle.
No, it's not that. No, they're trying to avoid the confrontation over the fight over the car keys. That's what this is about.
It's not about bashing the window in or anything like that.
No, dude, this is about you don't need to be fighting people that are coming for your car. Just give them the car and survive. You didn't draw that from this?
No, I've been told as I was younger to leave your doors unlocked because it would avoid anybody bashing in your window. So when you get your car back, you don't have all this extra damage.
Yeah, but this is about when you get a home invasion.
Okay.
If they're coming for your keys, don't fight them off. Just give them the car.
Right.
Is what's worth more, the car or your life?
Your life.
That's what they're telling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Do I need to? I'll give you a roadmap next time before I do these stories. Okay. You can just follow along. Here's a synopsis of what I'm about to say. Yeah, you can lock your, you don't have to, you know, if you don't want your windows bashed in, yeah, or just take all the valuables out of your car. As you should, but not everybody does.
Right.
You know. All right, we'll be back on the Mark and Kim show. All right, so dating apps, I guess Bumble laid off a bunch of their staff. Tinder, I think, is suffering from now. Gen Z is saying they're kind of done with the casual hookup thing. They're not really interested in it. They're holding off on marriage. They're holding off on serious relationships, much more picky than maybe you millennials were. And Bumble's, I guess their hook was this, and now they're rethinking it. Bumble now rethinking women making the first move on the app.
Okay.
Now remember, that was Bumble's hook.
Mm-hmm.
The swipe or the match or whatever happens, but dudes and their D-picks can't be the initiator.
So the woman was in control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Bumble and people know that generally speaking, women, much smarter, much more matter of fact, much more level headed and less aggressive than douchebag men. So yeah, let them make the first move. Well, Bumble says, well, we're going to change that because that feels like a burden. You know what that feels like a burden to for them, for Bumble? Subscriptions.
Because women are more cautious and
take a little longer
to make those decisions.
Bumble can't survive that.
Mm.
Bumble can't survive that. The CEO of Bumble, the dating app where women are required to message first, is rethinking the app's signature feature. Since its founding in 2014, the selling point of Bumble was that women make the first move as a mission of female empowerment.
Which sounds great.
Well, yeah. Now, granted, there are aggressive women out there who
are
just looking for a hookup. But I'm talking about generally speaking. Mm-hmm. When members of the opposite sex match on Bumble, women are required to make the first move, shifting old-fashioned power dynamics and encouraging equality from the start, the website explains. Well, we're with less interaction, less membership, less subscriptions, less swiping, and all things dating app going, I wouldn't say down the toilet, because you'll always have people that'll do it. It's not quite as money-making as Bumble, Tinder, Grindr have wanted it to be.
So people are falling away from
it. Oh, yeah. People are Gen Z is not mm-hmm. hooking up the way yeah. millennials and, oh, yeah, the Gen X. Oh, we hooked up. We hooked up.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
But it was in person.
I hate when you do that.
But we were more
You just do,
you do
a porn sound. Filming porn movies.
No.
When we would go to a college party and pick up a girl or she would pick you up or whatever.
But we were more in person.
That's just called sex.
Yeah. Yes.
It ain't bow chicka wow wow.
But we were more in person.
Yeah, right. You met somebody. You know, you talked a little bit or sometimes.
It was much more organic.
Sometimes you didn't. And then, you know, there you were off at it. But we won't go through that stuff.
But we did.
So, yeah, well, yeah. I can't stop running my mouth. So, this, I can see the meeting. Hey, you know that thing we've done for years where the women contact the men after their first initial? Yeah, let's go ahead and get rid of that.
Let's throw that out. It's what we're built on.
Right. This is the whole premise of the app. Who needs that women empowerment thing?
Hmm.
This is whole, you know, don't get me started on women's sports because, you know. All right. So it's just like Tinder. They all become the same thing eventually.
Right.
Everything, you know, every social media is the same thing. Effectively, they all steal from each other. They all
borrow. Because they find what works.
Right, exactly. Well.
And they all morph into
if
that.
If the women aren't reaching back out to the men, well, then we'll let the men reach out to the women, you know? Right?
Because the subscriptions is what it means.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how they get their money.
That's why they had to lay off 30% of their staff recently. How bad are things in Powell when you have to make a roundabout an attraction?
Well, they finally got something to talk about.
Okay. We're going to temper your comments, the Hall's resident here on this Mark and Kim show, because here's the thing. You know, for years and years, you've tried to annex a lot of Powell into Halls by, well, if you turn right off the interstate going north off of 75, you're there in Halls.
Yes, that's true. We all thought that.
It doesn't matter. I'm only talking about you, and you're the one who does
it. But we all thought that.
Well, but it wasn't, and it isn't.
Well, they put up a sign to show us.
Yeah, because you tried to claim all the good things about Powell for yourself when your Halls ain't have it.
Yeah, okay? We do.
You ain't have it.
We got enough good things.
No, you don't. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
sorry. Thank
you. Yeah, it sucks. So.
Powell's pretty great.
Powell's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but this, like we, I often ask, like, who's in the meeting? Who's not speaking up and saying, you know, roundabouts are tough enough for Americans. Like, we can't handle them. I don't know what it is. People stop at the roundabout when they don't need to. The whole point of the roundabout is to keep traffic moving.
Yeah.
You know, there's intricacies of when you should signal in and signal out. Let's not even worry about that. Let's just keep people flowing through the roundabout. All right. If you get people in and out safely and they've not really had to stop moving, that's the whole point of the roundabout.
And our roundabouts are generally pretty small. I mean, you know, the ones that you have in other places are larger.
Well, you don't have one in Halls, so don't say ours. We're talking Halls versus Powell here. Y'all lucky to have a traffic light.
We have several traffic lights now, thank you very much.
And fewer stop signs, because guess who stole them when she was a teenager?
I don't steal them anymore, so they're there.
So you're telling me, and I thought, and Tiffany has sent in pictures, workout equipment at the key, like, strategic points around the roundabout. I thought for a second that the stuff was in the center of the roundabout, like in the middle. And you know, we're supposed to be paying attention to what we're doing. Can you imagine some good looking guy with his shirt off, doing some chin ups, or a hot, you know, lady at the corners working out at the roundabout,
the workabout.
I mean, the Powell workabout.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's at the corners of the main road.
If this is not the epitome of small town government doing something to do something. When doing nothing other than maybe doing the roundabout, we're happy enough. Wouldn't you be happy enough with a roundabout that made traffic run better?
Yes.
That we have to throw millions of dollars or whatever it cost into putting up workout equipment around the key points when we need people paying attention to the roundabout?
But you know what I just realized? The workout about is being built towards Crown College, too. Crown, which is a Baptist church college. I think there's going to be complaints about people working out in less clothes than they need to have on, too. That could be a whole other problem.
I don't know if that's an issue or not.
It could be.
Because people walk on sidewalks and roads.
But if they're stopping at the workabout.
Well, I'm just worried about the traffic distraction. I'm not worried about the Baptists.
I'm telling you.
I know Baptists. I grew up in the Southern Baptist. I know. I understand it.
Do you know Crown College?
I don't know anything about Crown College. Okay, so you're saying it's Liberty University here in East Tennessee is what you're saying.
Okay, pretty much.
Which is fine. But, you know, just really, really county government, really city government, local township. Really? The money could not have been spent better somewhere else.
I'm here for
it. Making sure you put up more signs that say we're not Halls. Thank God. That's a sign to put up.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Oh, of course you are.
I bet.
I hide under my deck. Because everybody needs a little me time from time to time.
You can't find any other place out of the... Now, about this deck.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like the deck off of a lower level, like a sliding glass door into a basement, is it?
No, it's off...
Is it off of a crawl space? Is it like... Because you don't have a basement.
No, but we have...
How tall?
You can stand under my deck.
You can stand... Oh, this is the one you've had the Volvo under.
Well, it's not there anymore. This was years ago that the Volvo was under.
This is the one you had... The Volvo under,
yes.
Is what I said.
Yes. So we could drive a car under it. You can stand. My husband can't stand under it, but I can stand under it. So,
why? No place else for you to find time for yourself?
Not really.
Under the deck?
Yes.
So you're not laying down, like, prone because it's enough. So you're saying it's enough. Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah, I have a little cart and I just slide under there.
They call that a morgue, by the way. When you slide
can you just
in.
See me?
You slide in. And you also look like you're doing your Robin Williams hot dog impression from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Dude, don't
so, I
no,
don't
that's not how I hide. No. I go down
I'm
there.
A hot
I
dog. Have a,
yeah, exactly. Imagine that.
Why?
No, I'm not that desperate for me time.
Is it grassy? Is it dirt?
Yes, it's got grass and dirt.
So grass and dirt.
Yes,
so
that's why I said yes.
So hold on, it's not even a patio?
No, I'd like for it to be a patio at
some
point, but it's not
now.
No, it's not.
So
it can be muddy, but most of the time it's grassy.
Why can't you find your me time on the deck?
Because people find me there.
What?
You can walk out my kitchen and family room and people see me there. The neighbors see me there.
Why do you need, what's this, what are you trying to disappear from? What's the problem?
Just everything. Sometimes you just want to be by yourself. Now, my husband, he goes off to the bathroom, never to be seen again. I mean, it's like anytime, I mean, it's just there.
Is he in there wrecking it?
I don't know what he's doing.
Old Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. My son, he has his den. We don't go in there because it smells. It's a mess. I just don't want to know what's in
there. A stickler about a clean house, allow a place in the home to smell?
It's his den. You know, you're always saying
your home. Does he pay rent?
No, he doesn't. He's in high school. While he's in high school, these things are... Did you charge your daughter's rent?
My daughter's room didn't stink.
Well, okay. When I say his stinks, it's boy smell.
That's not his place. That's your place.
It's boy smell. It's not like it's...
So everybody has their space and you find your space under...
Under the deck. Because I love to sit on the deck. But like I said, people come join me out there. And sometimes you just don't want to be joined.
You know what? Then you know what you say? If you don't mind, I'd like some time to myself. Please do not join me on the deck.
But that's ugly. So I just so the other day,
even with your son, you just can't say, "Hey Eli, give me some time to myself." And he can say, "Okay, I'll be up in my stinky room."
Well, because when he looks for me, usually I hate to send him away because it's so rare that he looks for me anymore because he's a teen he disappears.
You said there's not a time that something isn't happening in a football game or in a movie that he comes running down the hall, "Mom." Well, then just contradicted yourself.
So when I want time to myself, whether I just want to read, whether I just want to nap, whether I just want to sit there and think.
You can ask for these places.
Well, I have under the deck, or I did until the other day, and Eli found me. And he's like, "I thought you'd gone for a walk or something."
He never comes to look for me, and then he's always coming to look for you.
Well, he is, but he thought I'd gone for a walk. And then he asked his dad, and then Ralph realized he didn't know where I was. And so Eli comes walking around.
This family has to keep tabs on each other the way they treat her mother. I mean, the mother can't walk from the bathroom to the living room without making a phone call.
That's not true.
Kim?
That's not true.
I'll be moving from the bathroom into the living room
now. That's not true. If she walks to the basement, she has to let us know because we don't want her falling down the stairs. But anyway.
When you make my point for me. I love when you make
my point.
Because my
mother doesn't see. We don't want her falling to the bottom of the stairs and not knowing.
She's 82?
84.
84-year-old
woman.
Soon
to be 85.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yes,
she wants to go ass over tea kettle down the stairs, that's her deal, not yours.
Well, we don't want her to do that and us not know it. Because if she's dead at the bottom of the stairs, we need to know.
Eventually start to smell like your son's room.
Yeah.
Fountain City or wherever she lives.
Halls.
She lives in Halls too?
Yes, she does.
I thought you grew up in Fountain City.
No, I grew up until I was four in Fountain City. And then the rest of the time was in Halls. So anyway, my son finds me under the deck and I'm like, dang it. Now I got to find someplace else.
It's amazing that you just can't say, obviously I'm in my place over here, Eli. If you could just give me my time, I'd appreciate it. You can be very polite. I don't know why you have to call that ugly other than for the sake of the bit. I'm telling you right now, say Eli, or as you like to say it,
Eli.
If you could just give me some time, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to contemplate a few things that don't involve you. Thank you and bye-bye. Why don't you just do that?
I don't know.
Are you going to get into those comments coming up?
Yeah, we've got comments. I asked you where your hiding place is and why you hide from your family. Usually it's just to have some me time.
In a public forum, you ask people where their hiding place is?
Yeah.
I love when we ask certain questions and people say, like, Woody, we're working with the FBI now over there? Some of these questions are kind of invasive.
Nobody asked that, but they did give me their places. So after the her versus him game, we'll give those comments.
Just ask for time. It's not rocket science. Just say, hey, can I get some time? Can I have an hour just to be by myself? Sure, Mom. That's ugly.
That's not how it works. They'd say, why do you need time? What's wrong? Is something upsetting you? And then they'd all be
and that's when you drop
taking
the
care of
Nunya on them.
No.
None your damn business.
That's not how it works.
Oh, okay. Well, you and I have different families. All right, her versus him is set. We got our contestants ready to go. One named Anthony, one named Megan. Today, Anthony and Megan are playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
A $25 gift card to Andy's Frozen Custard in Bearden and a family four-pack of tickets to Zoo Knoxville. It's the ultimate spring break staycation.
Kim is so jealous about that Andy's Frozen Custard in Bearden, she's trying to annex Bearden for Halls.
That's right. Powell didn't work. I'll just work on Bearden.
That's right. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
Hello, Megan.
Hi.
All right, Kim's got her hand out, which means she wants my list. She's going to try to describe that list to you, Megan, over 75 seconds. Try to get as many out of 10 as possible. Anthony, pay attention while they're playing. If they've got to skip or move on or run out of time or whatever at the end of the round, you have a chance to steal those points. No prompting, just say, Anthony, steal some points, and then you'll see if you can get... Somebody got two yesterday, didn't they? They stole two? Or it was on Wednesday. On Wednesday they did.
Yeah,
so.
When they played this.
Yes. All right, any questions, Anthony or Megan, about how the list is played?
Nope.
All right, Megan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
This is the break in the middle of the day or at the end of the day at school where you go out on the playground and you... Yes. This is, it comes in pieces, and it also comes in peanut butter bars, and it's the brand, it's the cup. Pardon?
Reese's.
Yes. This is the actress that has that same kind of name, and she was in...
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, very good. This is when you have an email, and there's several people on it, and even if you don't mean to, you send a message back
reply
to...
all?
Yes. This is when, let's see, when you have acid coming up in your body.
Reflux.
Yes. This is the guy in the, or girl in the black and white stripes out on the field, and they're telling you...
Referee.
Yeah. This is when you tell somebody that it's a really good place, and I suggest you go here. You are giving them a...
Referral.
Yes. Damn. And when you say, no, I'm not going to do that, so you get you just...
Refuse.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's go back up to... It's a real estate company that it's along the same line of what we've been talking about. It's not...
Well, all right. Scoremaster Steve.
Megan got 8.
Wow.
And there's one that Anthony could steal right there at the end.
Anthony.
I have no idea.
Remax.
Remax. Mm-hmm. Reese's, or Recess, no. Reese's, Reese Witherspoon, Reply All, Reflex, I skipped, Reflux, Remax, Referee, Referral, Refuse.
Wow, I was wildly impressed the whole game.
She did a great job.
I was talking to the both of you.
All right,
you did good too.
Well, thank
Kim.
You. Thank you. It was a good list. I like the list.
Well, I'm sure I'll never get one like that again.
Are you ready, Anthony?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is the thing you put your hand on and you pull. Oh,
pull.
God. Okay, this is what you fill your H2O. You put your H2O in this and you carry it around all day. What is that?
Mug.
It's got a top on it. Sometimes Yeti makes these. Stanley makes these, or not a cup, but it's the plastic maybe that you buy in a case or a pallet of it.
A tumbler.
It's the H2O. Nate, what's H2O, Anthony?
Water.
Yeah, and then it's in a plastic.
Water bottle.
Yes. Children will carry all of their reading material in this, and they'll carry it to school. And it's...
Backpack.
I guess it's an old-fashioned term because Kim's old-fashioned. So what you used to carry in the 70s, when before backpacks, you had all of your reading material in a shopping or a...
Shopping bag, cart bag, grocery bag.
What did she get?
Yep.
She got 8? Yeah. This is, I guess, OPI makes these for ladies or some men like Tyler. You apply it to the end of your fingers and...
You said finger.
I did say finger.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Hold on. Hold on. Are you telling me to come on or are you just... You're telling yourself to come on.
I don't think anybody's ever bought, like, a whole pack of water bottles.
What are you talking about?
Well, he said tumblers. I'm not water bottles, but he said tumblers.
I buy
when you
a big pack of water bottles
all,
every week.
No, you did the great description of water bottle, right, but he said tumblers and Stanley's.
I knew we were in trouble, Anthony, when my first clue was drawer pull. My first clue on the list was drawer pull. I knew we were going to be congratulating Megan. I haven't even played Megan's music yet, have I? Like, go on. Drawer pull, door handle, water bottle. Book bag, you know, from 1979.
Are these hard, though? I mean, really?
Okay, did you hear us?
Well,
did
yes.
Were you here?
But were they hard?
Drawer pull. Miss America. Treasure chest still to come. Paper towel holder. Junk drawer, fingernail polish, clipboard, and wine rack. Well, Megan, congratulations. Off you go. Andy's frozen custard in the zoo.
I'm excited. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I asked where you hide from your family, just to get a little me time.
As opposed to just saying, hey, I need a little me time, leave me alone for an hour. But that's fine.
People hide.
Go hide.
Yeah, moms especially feel like they need to hide. Stacy says, I usually hide in my car and listen to music, but not for hours and hours, just maybe 20 minutes after I get home from work. She says, but if I hide...
With the car running, or...
No.
Okay.
Several people said they hide in their car and they just stop the car.
I do that and I call it a sauna and you freak out.
Well, she's in her garage, though. She's not out in the sun with the windows all rolled up.
With the car running and the garage door down?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, how bad is it for her?
But she and several others said they hide in their closet to eat the last piece of chocolate they don't want to share as well.
How about you just find the chocolate and put it in your mouth? You don't have to go hide before you eat it.
If you savor it.
Oh, this is ridiculousness.
Jen said, I will announce I'm taking a shower and then I lock myself in the whole bedroom. I usually will shop or watch a movie on my iPad, I nap, read, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, so she states her case. I'm going to be gone for an hour. I'm not leaving the house. Leave me alone.
Nope, she just says I'm taking a shower.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's stating her case. That's all you got to do. Establish your domain. You did it here. You've done it here. I know where my bread is damn buttered. I know my lane.
Jennifer says, I hide in the chicken coop occasionally. And another Jen comes in and says, that reminds me of young Sheldon, where Mary and her neighbor have a beer in the chicken coop occasionally. And nobody thinks to look for them there. Crystal says, pretty sure my husband hides in the bathroom and nobody thinks to look for him there. Lisa says, I don't hide. I just stay up too late decompressing after everybody else goes to bed.
I mean, if that works for you, that works for you. I don't understand. What's the problem with asking for your time?
Well, you can ask for time, but there's something about the mom that, you know,
the
it's
mom
like,
can
yes,
ask for time.
You can ask for it, but you don't always get it. They still come
and
find you. They still
it,
come ask
then
you.
Then you throw a damn hissy fit.
There's something about dad watching the TV or going to the bathroom and nobody bothers him. But the mom, you still come find her. Mom, I know you're busy, or mom, I know you want your time, but...
I got bothered.
One thing.
I got bothered all the time as a father taking care of kids. So I don't want to hear that either.
Melissa, but it happens. You may not have had it happen.
Go on.
Melissa says, Cade's Cove. No cell signal. My kids are adults and anyone else I hide from now are adults. But I take my crochet needle and just go to town.
No cell signal up there in the Cade's Cove.
Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
I heard you guys talking about the situation at the roundabout in PAL, P-A-L, this morning.
That's right, P-A-L, PAL.
PAL. And that's, of course, the roundabout with exercise equipment around the perimeter to keep people focused on the roundabout and getting in and getting out of traffic. And, you know, we want exercise equipment right near a roadway.
Well, of course, and everybody wants to work out there.
Sure. So I thought you guys could tell me what I did wrong yesterday. I went for a walk to pick up my kids from daycare. I'm walking towards traffic on the side of the road. Someone was driving towards me, stopped next to me, rolled down his window, flipped me off, pointed to the other side of the road, and then drove off before I could react. First of all, the second somebody starts slowing down to you, put yourself in reaction mode.
Ready to run? Or?
Well, if someone stops in traffic,
oh yeah,
to roll down their window to talk to you, you start reacting.
Mm-hmm. My first reaction is I think they're going to throw something at me or something.
Wow.
Well, no, because if they're slowing down in traffic or, a gun or they're going to throw something. Yeah. Worst case.
A hot drink or something?
Well, yeah, or something. I think they're going to shoot or something, because why else are they slowing down?
Remember, she was pulled over one time because she thought the cop was just wanting to say hello. Because she was in the star vehicle knocking down traffic lights.
I didn't know I was knocking down the traffic lights, but yes.
How do you not know?
Well, because that thing's loud anyway.
I don't think I was in the wrong walking into traffic on the side of the road. Am I wrong? I know y'all tell me. I love your show, Lily.
You know, there's a lot of debate about that.
Well, I guess we're talking about
I say you need to walk towards traffic so you can see what's coming towards you.
That's what she was doing then. Yeah. What do you say?
No, I agree.
Am I getting a no? Yeah. A yeah, no.
No, you're getting a no. I don't have a problem with that.
They tell us to walk into traffic, not with traffic. So let's say you're driving down the road. You're in the right lane, of course, of a two-lane road.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Traffic going the, you know, past you on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic, and you're going, and someone's on the side of the road, which is, if there's no sidewalks and the side of the road is called like the side of the road,
like the shoulder.
Like the shoulder.
Sometimes there's barely a shoulder.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
That's a place you don't walk, hopefully.
Like where I live, no sidewalks, please. I don't even know the word sidewalks out there.
The hinterlands.
And they run on the road, like in the road.
Yeah.
There's barely any shoulder in some places.
That's scary.
So other than don't walk in the road, Lil, stay off the shoulders even. Take the car to go pick up the kids. I know it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah.
But you walk in so you can see the driver coming at you, right?
So you can make eye contact with him, is the way I've always thought.
Why, are you flirting?
No.
Eye contact.
No, but so you can see.
And they pull over and throw something at her, maybe $1 bills or something.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want traffic coming up behind you so you can't see the car. That's the way I thought.
It's not a matter of eye contact. It's a matter of just making sure they're not veering off the roads, that you can dive into the ditch or whatever.
But because, I said to make eye contact so you know that you're seeing the driver.
Because as a kid... whose hand-me-down car from his father had the regular Toyota horn on the steering wheel.
Meep, meep.
And then
what it sounded like.
Oh, it sounded like that. It was horrible. Oh, yeah. 1975 Toyota Celica ST.
Meep, meep.
Well, he wasn't happy with that. So he found a BMW horn in a European style. Oh. At a junkyard. Put that in the car, too. And then had a little button down here at the hip. So you, wah, wah.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much fun I had driving around Arlington County, Virginia, coming up behind people walking or running or riding bikes with traffic,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to against driving off the road.
No, I bet.
I literally at certain points had to pull over to keep from dying laughing.
Well, they thought they were dead.
They thought
there's
they
a
were,
train coming in.
Who loves the train horn videos? You know, that's me.
Oh, you do.
Oh, if I wasn't, you know.
All right, here it is. Pedestrians must always walk against traffic. So that
means into traffic.
Yeah.
How about this? Pedestrians need to stay the hell off the road.
Yeah, but if you've got a sidewalk or if you have to walk on the road.
Sidewalks. If there are sidewalks, you can walk any direction you want.
Mm-hmm. But on
the road or the shoulder, walk into traffic so you can see the car coming at you.
Walk as close to the left side of the road possible using the shoulder or sidewalk if available.
Left to you as you're walking, not left to the driver as they're seeing you. Right, because that would be in the road. So
there it is.
Lily, you did right, but stay the hell off the road.
That driver's wrong.
Yeah, it's flipping you off.
Especially if you're getting kids.
I did get flipped off by the business manager here at the radio station yesterday. I'm wondering if I should file suit for emotional distress.
What did you do?
Nothing. It was just all in fun.
Is that how you say hello?
It's all in fun. But at some point, I'm going to need a retirement program so I can, you know, maybe say, hey, I was flipped off at work by the... Kim, from this point forward, I would like you to refer to the Bradford Pear Tree as the Bradford Pear Tree.
Okay.
It's not the tree that, by the way, kumquats don't grow on the Bradford Pear Tree. I just want you, just for any... The smells of the Bradford Pear Tree is what we're going to be discussing.
I learned my lesson about 15 years ago.
The very hard way.
Yes, I did.
I had to convince her that she can't call the tree that tree.
It has a fish smell. Let's just say that.
Also, here's what I will say, is that the fish smell is more prevalent now for the Bradford Pear than what it used to smell like.
Yes.
Or what we distinguished it as.
And what I very blatantly said.
And I don't know if it's been changed. I don't know. I thought because there's tons of them in my neighborhood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I live literally on the water now,
mm-hmm.
off right on Fort Loudoun Lake. And so I thought, oh, well, the water is affecting the water in the land,
mm-hmm.
and the water of the river is going to have, you know, fish smell.
Right.
And mm-hmm. dead fish every once in a while. So mm-hmm. I thought, the Bradford pears in the neighborhood smell like dead fish. I wonder if that's because here we are.
No, they smell that way at my house, too. And on Western Avenue.
Are you sure you're not smelling your son's room?
No, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Stinky ass.
I have thoughts about the Bradford pears. And builders around here put them up everywhere. So they're hurting our ecosystem. This was a news story yesterday.
Hurting our ecosystem?
Yes.
How?
Because they are an insidious plant that are taking over. And what they did is builders build them because they shoot up quickly.
Yeah.
But they have very tall branches.
Yep.
And then they fall. Wind can't move through them, so they fall on. houses
is,
and trees. Yeah, yeah.
When I lived in Carnes, there was, of course, builder-grade plants.
Mm-hmm.
And the builder-grade plants were the Bradford pear trees.
Yes.
And in significant numbers,
yes,
they split in the middle.
Exactly.
And like half of them will fall off.
Exactly. Oh.
Because you've got to prune those.
Yes. You and if you don't...
If you don't, they get too big, and then the weight is too much for the trunk, and they're...
Exactly.
And they fall.
Because the trunks are small, but they have all those branches.
Yeah, and they grow quick.
And they're beautiful, but they smell. So yesterday, I'm on Western Avenue with my top down because it was 70-some degrees.
Please tell me you're talking about your convertible.
I am?
Okay.
I didn't have my top off. I had my top down.
Right.
There's a difference.
Uh-huh. Not if you just unbutton your shirt and pull it down.
No. So I'm in my car.
Right.
And it was like it was snowing. There's all these blooms. And I'm like, oh, this is glorious.
Oh, Lord.
And then all of a sudden, because I'm at a traffic light, and I notice, oh, it's the fish tree.
Yeah,
and I smell them. And they're landing in my hair, in my car, and my seat is full of them. I mean, a lot of them. They're on the street. Well, it looked like it had snowed.
If they smell like what you used to refer to it as, does your husband wonder where you've been and who you've been with? Now, is it the little leaves, the little white leaves that smell?
Yeah, the little white blooms.
So that's what smells?
They smelled, because I took them out of my hair, and it was like, oh!
Ugh.
Oh!
Did you film this for Pornhub?
I was too busy getting them out of my hair and trying to get them out of the car, and then the light turned and I had to drive.
Oh, my God.
But Stanley Greenhouse, well known, would not sell them. They won't sell them to people anymore.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
And they're saying the best thing to do with them is get a chainsaw and cut them down.
You can get replacement trees for this are the white dogwood.
Uh-huh.
Or the weeping cherries, the cherry blossoms.
Yes, which are
white,
gorgeous.
White pinky white.
White pinky?
White pinky.
What's a white pinky?
It's a pinky on a white man. pinky white, you know what I'm saying? It's tinged with pink, but they're white. Cherry blossom leaf, like the flowers.
Oh, okay. Yes.
The hell did you think I was talking about?
I didn't know. You said the pinky white. I'm like,
no,
what's
I said
that?
White, I said
what's
white
the
pinky.
White pinky? I don't know what that is. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Something else you could film for Pornhub, probably.
Yeah.
Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. It's not often that I feel bad for a criminal, especially one involved in an 8-hour-long police standoff. But this one kind of tugs at your heart just a little bit, just a smidge. 29 years old, Tersher Miller.
Tersher?
Tersher. Taken into custody, 8-hour standoff at home, Altoona, PA. Police say they were dispatched to the home on a 911 misdial. While en route, dispatch got the man back on the phone, and he wanted to die by cop. He wanted to be, like, shot by a cop. They said that he's been dealing poorly with a recent death in his family.
Oh.
Okay. Made folk contact. He made some threats. That's never a good thing.
No.
Ever. But this guy was just, you know, came out of the house, had a makeshift Molotov cocktail in his hand, lit it on fire, threw it against the house. Didn't break.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Hang on. Yeah. Then threatened to cut the gas line and blow up the house. Made those threats as well. I'm thinking, if you can't smash a bottle against the damn wall,
yeah,
how are you going to do with cutting the gas line?
Things aren't going your way, buddy.
He then punched through a window. He cut his arm. He started to bleed. He started crying for help.
Oh.
And as they were taking him into custody, and this is where I get, no. And before he was charged with attempted arson, burglary, aggravated assault, terroristic threats, risking a catastrophe, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, criminal mischief.
Goodness.
He just wanted a chicken quesadilla. Before you arrest me, can I have a chicken quesadilla?
Aw.
Aw. I mean, I don't feel for criminals often.
I've had all this wrong. Can you at least give me this?
I couldn't even smash my Molotov cocktail against the wall. Can I get a chicken quesadilla? You know?
Quesadilla.
A dadgum chicken, a dadgum quesadilla, according to Napoleon Dynamite. You know, people are people. You know how I feel about people. People. But he's also blessed with the name Tersher.
Tersher? I know. Where does that come from?
T-E-R-S-H-A-R. Is it Tershar?
It's like, what was it supposed to be?
Tersher. That's the way a lot of people say Tirsa Smith.
Yeah, Tersher.
Tersher. Or Tershar. She says every pronunciation of Tirsa Smith is
except
wrong.
Except Tirsa.
Except Tirsa. Yes.
She gets them all.
Teresa Smith. No. Tersha Miller.
Bless.
Yeah. You don't get into a standoff with the police. It never works out well. And generally speaking, you're not going to get your quesadilla.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
They don't take food orders.
Can you imagine, though? They may have felt bad for him. Oh, he just clunked the bottle against the house. He wanted to... No, he can't even break a bottle against the house. Oh, little Tersher. Let's get him a quesadilla. Let's get him. Who's got quesadilla? Call Salsarita's.
Let's just drive through.
Yeah. Tersher, what do you want on your quesadilla? Chicken, cheese, you want some salsa? Sour cream? Anything else to...
Throw some of those chips in there. They're great.
Yeah.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Gimme, gimme. More, more.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday. It's a rainy, rainy Friday.
Rainy, stormy.
Rainy, stormy Friday here on this March 15, 2024, here with the Mark and Kim Show bonus podcast. And because it's Friday and we have... a bunch of stuff to do. We have to be at the parade by 1 o'clock tomorrow. This might be a shortened.
We have to be at the parade by 1 o'clock tomorrow.
So it's going
to
shorten up this podcast.
You leaving now?
Just a little bit. There was a lot of fun to have outside today. I was thinking about taking a walk and playing some paddleball or pickleball or
in
whatever.
The rain.
So a lot of things keeping us from doing an extended podcast today. But no, we'll give all we can. We'll do all we can. Meghan Markle. A.K.A. bitch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the succubus.
Well, succubus is Latin for bitch.
Oh, is it?
Of all the times to return to Instagram and launch a, quote, surprise new venture. Now, when I say of all the times, if you're not up to date, I don't know how. If you're listening to this show, you are up to date on the controversy with Catherine, Princess Catherine, the Photoshop, the missing Catherine, been in the hospital for days, weeks, months, a month almost.
And now we don't know where she is. I mean, we really don't know where she is.
The biggest rumor of the last 48 hours has been that William has been caught in an affair, and supposedly not his first, with a college love.
Yeah, that same chick from 2018.
Here's the thing, though. If that ain't playing out like Diana and Camilla and Charles, if you watch The Crown, if you've read the books, if you know about the story of Princess Diana, Lady Di, and Prince Charles was in love with another woman. Yep. That's all there was to it. But The Crown, the monarchy, determined that she wasn't good enough for Prince Charles. As now she sits on the throne as the queen consort, Camilla does. And so.
But here's what gets me about that. William and Catherine seemed to be really close and friends, and then dating all, through most of college. And really,
what does that have to do with anything?
But they really seemed
what have I said
to be in love
a
and
million
really
times what
to
have
be.
I said? Show me a Princess Catherine.
I know.
And I'll show you a man who's tired of sleeping
you
with
you. You say
her.
That about everybody.
It's the truth.
I mean, whatever good looking woman or good looking man.
There's two things in play here. There's two things in play here. Royal mistresses have always been a thing. Always. And
that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right in this country. What you don't know about, or maybe you don't know about, there's much more tolerance of extramarital affairs in England.
Well, apparently not with Catherine.
Well, I'm just speaking generally, and has always been the case that it was accepted effectively that Charles was with Camilla all those years and that Camilla's husband knew about Charles.
Well, and that was and that it, case. You're right.
And
you're
when
right.
they finally had the chance to be together after Princess Diana's death, then the slow process of extricating herself from her marriage, letting time pass with the Diana thing, then they ended up together.
And they seemed perfectly happy. And quite frankly, after hearing the stories and seeing how much they really did love each other and feeling bad that the Crown didn't want them to be together because she wasn't the right person, although she was the right person for them, the way they loved each other and
it's about the image. We have a chance for a beautiful princess.
Yeah, it was a bright story.
Which we have with Catherine.
Exactly.
Which we have with Catherine.
Because that other chick, she's not ugly, but she's not.
You talking about Meghan?
No. I'm talking about the, yeah.
Because I'll get back to Meghan Markle, the succubus opportunist. you know, from her rented home in Montecito, California. You know, there's no word on how the hell they're paying the rent on this home, which is like, what, $50,000 a month or whatever the case may be. Hmm. Well, Megan taking advantage of the fact that she's taken time away from giggling about the problems with Princess Catherine.
Well, what better time to break out with something? I mean, you know, she's looking pretty good right now.
No, this is actually a very bad time to, quote, break out with something because it's insensitive to whatever's happening with Catherine.
But why would she care? Because people have been insensitive to her, so
it's true.
It's like, why would she care?
Meghan Markle has brought all the insensitivity on herself, and you still haven't read the book.
No, I haven't, but...
Meghan Markle is back on Instagram with a surprise new project. On Thursday, you know, right in the midst of all this controversy, a new website and Instagram page for what appears to be a lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard went live. The bio for the Instagram page simply reads, "By Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex." And that's what this all is. She's no longer Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
They have stepped away from their royal obligations. They are no longer senior royals. They shouldn't even be considered royals. And they certainly should not be calling themselves the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Period. You don't want to be a part of it? Then get the F out of it. And don't live off of it to try to make money out of it. This is, by the way, this is her second attempt at a lifestyle website.
It is. You're right.
The TIG. Mm-hmm. Was something she'd done previously.
Well, she did that before her marriage to Harry.
Well, it ended in 2017 when she married him or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that was something she did on her own. I think the palace or the, what do they call them? The board, the
firm?
The firm. The firm made her quit that because that wasn't going to fit within the royal thing. So she had to quit that.
First of all, she didn't have to do a damn thing.
No, they...
No, look, nobody can tell you what to do.
They did.
They may have told her what to do. That doesn't mean she had to follow through.
Well, I think she could have pretty much made...
Well, what I love here is that this is a... I'm glad that she's breaking ground on this new thing called lifestyle blogging because I've never heard of a place where you can go and get, I don't know, recipes and... reviews on tableware and centerpieces and kitchen linens and edible treats, just like jellies and jams and marmalade and spreads. I've never, ever thought, wow, if I could just go to the internet and see if all this lifestyle stuff is out there for me to peruse. And
there's a lot of places you can get that exact same thing.
A lot of places, every place.
There's a lot of places you can get that exact same thing.
There's a whole website called Pinterest dedicated to this.
But I wonder...
We're going to go run off because she's such a lifestyle maven. She's a Martha Stewart. She's someone that has made her career on, like Martha Stewart has, other than insider trading and going to jail, on recipes and lifestyles, like, you know, the Contessa, the Barefoot Contessa. She's all... That's her gig. This is another one of these situations where she's trying to slide into something that she doesn't really know that much about, more than anybody else. You know, how much more about this does she know than Susan Sarandon's daughter, Eva Murray? You know, just because she's famous and she could take some pretty pictures in high key with white, lots of whites. I don't mean people. I mean linens and drapes and clothes and everything else. Oh, I'm a lifestyle blogger. Ooh.
Well, I don't know but she has... And I'm not trying to be...
She's an actress.
I'm not trying to be a...
Stay out of the spotlight.
I'm not trying to be a Meghan Markle apologist. I'm really not.
Absolutely.
But since she married Harry and they moved to this place that they live in California, they've shared the life that they live with their chickens and their goats and their farm and the things that they do with their...
TikToks I see of people living the farm life and it's fun to watch. And, you know, Meghan Markle, what does she know about animal husbandry?
I don't know.
What does she know about pollination, cross-pollination of plants? What does she know about anything?
I don't know, but maybe that's what she's going to show us on her thing. I don't know how much they've learned. I mean, they may actually be, because Charles, if you think about it, King Charles loves the outdoors and the gardening. And
does he blog about it?
And he probably taught the boys.
Does he blog about it?
Not that I know of.
No, he just does it because it's a hobby.
You know, he photographs it and he shared it through the years. So he probably taught the boys some stuff about that.
She's fake
as F. Harry may know that.
She's fake.
Maybe.
She's fake.
But maybe not.
She's an opportunist. She's an absolute publicity hound.
Probably a lot of people are.
Otherwise, she wouldn't say the Duchess of Sussex because she's not a royal. She's not a royal. Plain and simple. She's not a royal. You shouldn't claim it.
I think she's doing like a lot of people do and is capitalizing on the time. I think now is the time, you know, clearly William and Catherine have something going on. There's trouble over there.
How many more deals can be canceled behind her, though? How many more deals? Her Spotify deal.
Maybe she's trying to see.
Her Spotify deal was canceled. The Netflix stuff, the deal she had with Netflix for creating and all that is gone. Because you know what they find out? Oh, wait a minute. You're trying to live off of a name. You don't have any content because you are not a content creator.
If there's at someone, first you don't succeed, try again. Find something that works and then year, go with it.
1 year before American Riviera Orchard, Montecito. With her royal logo, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Her royal logo.
And already 361,000 followers.
So that's a good start. I mean, I'm just saying, if you have something that you can capitalize on, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not just for her, but for anybody. We talk all the time about capitalism and how good it is that you can do that.
Make something out of nothing.
Yes.
Like them Kardashian chicks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is not, the Kardashian chicks weren't relying upon other fame to get them forward. When they first started out, the only fame they had was the fact that there were Robert Kardashian's daughters. And that didn't propel them into movies and business and stuff like that.
Nope.
They did the things they needed to do, become famous enough to then become people that can sell products, you know, influence looks and all this other stuff, because they are beautiful women, so people want to look like them, and they took advantage of that. She is relying specifically and wholly on the crown for any attention she gets.
For some things, for yes, but everything. She also was an actress, and the suit,
is she now?
Or suits is very popular. I hear people talking about every day in this office.
Okay, I promise you, you don't hear people every day in this office talking about Suits.
Do you hear people talking about it?
I've heard, not every day, but I have heard
a lot of people talk about Suits. Just yesterday, one of the salespeople in the back, as I was leaving, says, "Oh my gosh, have you picked up the Suits yet? I told you, or Suits. I've told you, you said you were going to start watching it." I said, "I haven't yet, but I'm going to."
She won't.
And I've seen characters also from that show being on current commercials that are playing right now.
So she has a franchise, if you will, of her own, even outside of the royal family. So she has some merit on her own.
I'd like to see from this point forward, Meghan, the succubus of Sussex, the female demon who, you know, sleeps with men and changes their lives and all this other crap. I'm just sick of it. Sick of it. You should read it. And it's what a inopportune time. She couldn't have delayed this venture.
I think it's a fine time.
Kate Middleton is found.
Why does she care? Why does she care?
Who the hell's cheating on Kate Middleton?
Maybe William.
That was a very rhetorical question.
Well,
I know specifically, but who's cheating on Kate Middleton?
But we can ask that of a lot of people. I mean, who cheats on any of the beautiful women that we hear get cheated on?
It's more than beauty, I guess. Maybe she has something that Catherine doesn't have. Maybe she's got that golden snapper. Maybe she's got
something. Maybe she does. You never know.
Golden snapper.
I mean, some women, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to lie and say I've only had sex with one woman in my life. And I can tell you there's people that are good in bed and there's people that are not good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very lucky that I am currently with somebody that's very good in bed. My wife, not so much. No. and so, you know, when you grab onto the golden snapper, you hang on for dear life.
You do.
I'm on for 40 years now. Getting up close to being 40.
And just where do you hold on to the golden snapper?
Any way you can. Usually with a big fish hook. Why is it curved up?
I was going to say, sounds like a personal problem.
Well, you know, there's things you can do to fix that. I think you've heard enough out of us. You may never listen again. Goodbye. Yeesh.